climate warming is causing the release of methane in the far north from a previously undocumented source. Past research has found methane created by biodegradation of thawing organic matter. But a University of Alaska Fairbanks-led study has confirmed a deeper, older source. UAF researcher Katie Walter Anthony describes the gas as geologic methane.
It's methane that was produced either by thermogenic processes or by microbes in the past, and that methane was stored in geologic reservoirs, in coal beds, or in natural gas deposits. And it migrated out of those reservoirs and hit a confining layer, either hit the bottom of permafrost or it hit the bottom of glaciers' ice sheet. It was trapped by that ice.
Melting of overlaying permafrost and glaciers are allowing the ancient methane to escape. Walter Anthony and fellow researchers surveyed Alaska and Greenland looking for unfrozen lakes in winter and then checked them for gas bubbling to the surface.
I realized right away that something was different when I saw how fast these seeps were bubbling, because I've sampled hundreds of seeps all around the Arctic and other places, and in all those places you can get nice little streams of bubbles, but nothing as violent as what we saw in these geologic sources. So it was obvious to me that a plug had been pulled and gas was leaking out of a bigger reservoir somewhere deep down.
Walter Anthony says lab analysis confirmed the methane was from geologic sources like coal and oil reservoirs, information which could lead to new resource exploration in some cases. She says the volume of geologic methane could rival ecological sources of the greenhouse gas. Methane is the third strongest greenhouse gas behind carbon dioxide and water vapor.